Making their closing arguments. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Candidates will be doing that across the country the day before Election Day.
This election isn't a referendum. It's a choice. It's a choice between two fundamentally different visions of America.
That was President Biden last night in New York. Today, he'll rally Democrats in Maryland, though an AP tally shows more than 33 million Americans have already voted early. Former President Trump will insert himself today in a close Senate Ohio race, backing Republican J.D. Vance.
Vance vaulted to the front of the primary, largely in part to Trump's endorsement earlier this year. Since then, we have seen Trump come back to Ohio, trying to boost Vance. But at a recent rally, he made headlines for appearing to mock the candidate. Tim Ryan tells Fox he is trying to make inroads with Trump voters, but of course, he's running as the Democrat in this race.
There are issues that are important to them are the issues I agreed with Trump on trade, on China, on having a strong military.
Vance says Ryan is desperate to reach Republican voters because this state is trending red.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith in Columbus. Ukraine got more foreign help today, fending off Russia's invasion. Advanced surface-to-air missile defense systems arrived. Recent Russian attacks on infrastructure left more than 4 million Ukrainians out of power. This is the U.S. quietly holds talks with Russia.
In recent months, the National Security Advisor to President Biden, Jake Sullivan, has talked about reducing escalation in Ukraine with top aides to Russian President Vladimir Putin. That, according to the Wall Street Journal, citing U.S. and allied leaders who say the confidential conversations warn Russia about the use of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. We're on the highway to climate hell. And so the head of the UN said at the start of a climate summit in Egypt.
The clock is ticking. We are in the fight of our lives, and we are losing.
Antonio Guterres warns global temperatures keep rising, so countries need to do more to curb emissions. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Stocks are rising to start the week modestly after last week's losses dragged the Nasdaq down more than 5%. The Nasdaq is now up 12 points. The Dow is gaining 114. The S&P 500 adding 5. The price of oil not moving much, right around $92 a barrel. Gas is up 4 cents the past week, still though 9 cents lower than a month ago.
But there's no more declines to come, in my opinion, because it is the West, especially California, with huge drops, 36 cents and more, that brought that average down.
Analyst Tripoli Lundberg survey stations nationwide puts regular at $3.89 per gallon. AAA's national average is $3.80, with gas and so many other things costing a lot more than a year ago.
Pawn shops across the U.S. reporting people trying to cash in on just about everything, with inflation at a 40-year high. A pawn shop in Aurora, Colorado, telling Fox affiliate KDVR that a man recently sold a used casket to come up with some much-needed cash. The owner of Pasternak's Pawn Shop in Aurora says it's part of a greater trend of people looking for ways to make quick money. An Aurora man telling the station he's pawning his personal belongings monthly to keep pace with the cost of rising gas and food prices. People are also buying plenty of things from the shop as well, as the cost of buying many of those things new is also up. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
At the movies.
Black Adam, number one for the third straight week.
I was a slave until I died. Then I was reborn a god.
The film adding 18.5 million in ticket sales, bringing its domestic total over 137 million. A Japanese animated sequel debuts in the second spot.
One Piece film. Red.
One Piece film Red by Sony's Crunchyroll division, selling $9.5 million worth of tickets.
That's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.